Opening Sunday at Natasha's Bistro and Bar, Balagula Theater honors the memory of Lexington artist Henry Faulkner with the Kentucky premiere of The Two-Character Play, starring Rachel Rogers and Ryan Case, and directed by Natasha Williams. Ryan and Natasha are here to talk about this exciting and unique event. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Tennessee Williams. Of course, everybody knows who Tennessee Williams is. If you know anything about theater, one of the greatest American playwrights, Streetcar Named Desire. This play, though, was not critically acclaimed when it was written in the early 70s, as I understand. It was not received well. It was maybe misunderstood?
Well, it was very different from what the public was expecting from Tennessee Williams, who wrote more in more realistic style. So this play is more reminiscent of, I would say, absurdist
and Waiting for Godot,
existentialist,
yeah,
rather than more traditional Tennessee Williams that everybody knew. And the play is tremendously dependent on how it's played. So it's difficult to say without seeing the production that first opened. It's difficult to say whether the public was not ready for that style, or the public expected something different, or the production really misrepresented the play, because the script is very flexible. Actually, the play is extremely rarely produced. It took him 10 years to write it. When it opened, it didn't really take, and it never received major productions up until 2005, when it was produced in Melbourne, and big, you know, to celebrate 30th anniversary of the production. And then suddenly, you know, just lately in the last couple of years, it was picked up, you know, it was produced in London. It now is running and very famously so off Broadway. Got awesome, awesome reviews in New York Times. So it suddenly kind of came into public view, and it's interesting the synchronicity that we also kind of picked it at the suggestion of Rachel Rogers, who is playing Claire in the play.
It is a two-person play, male and female cast. Is it easier to produce a two-person play?
Well, it depends what two people are and what they're doing, what kind of people they are. No, it's probably one of the... This play is really a paragon of live theater, because everything that's happening, it's play within a play within a play within a play, but everything that is happening in the play is happening in real time, which means whatever is happening to the actors, they're experiencing and living, and you know, and you, the audience, witnesses in real time, which means it cannot be pulled on skill alone. It requires absolute presence of all the emotions and senses and controls right there. And so it is difficult to work on, because in rehearsals, in the absence of audience, you know, you can't really expect the actors to work at this level, full tilt. So mapping and building this play is very difficult. That said, I'm very lucky because I have two amazing actors who I could not have wished for better cast. And actually, if I didn't have Ryan and Rachel,
well, you know, he's sitting right there. He can hear what you're saying. So
yeah, but he knows that if I didn't have these two actors, I would have never ever attempted to do this play.
We have Ryan Case here, who's appearing in the two-character play. The two-character play.
Yes.
Taking the director's hat off for this one, so you're just acting.
Right.
I've asked Natasha about producing this. What about you? Is it different, interacting, and more difficult or easier? How is it? I understand most of it's psychological in this play. So,
well, the play itself, when I first read it, immediately what jumps out is the complexity of the words and the circumstance that the two characters are engaged in. I play the role of Felice, who is a brother. His sister, Claire, which we have mentioned before, who is played by Rachel Rogers, are on the surface, as it reads, are two traveling actors who have apparently been abandoned by their troupe just before the curtain goes up, which is an extraordinary nightmare for any actor. So they are propelled into performing the only play they can, which is the two-character play. Now, that is on the surface, but as you start reading it, it's questionable what is actually going on as far as, are they indeed in a theater? Are they trapped in their house? Are they, you know, so the complexity of the piece itself was, you know, it's just honey for any actor to go towards. Extremely complex subtextually. As far as the immediacy of the inner reactions, it's a huge challenge. And only a few times have I ever seen a script as complex and difficult to climb as this one. So
it's not just about memorizing lines or anything. There's a lot of things going on in the mind.
Right.
Sounds like the audience will, there'll be some things that'll be open to interpretation.
I think in the past, when the play first opened, it was such a departure from his writing style that audiences were used to seeing a certain structure within his storytelling, and this one didn't reflect that at all. So hopefully with our interpretation and under the guidance of Natasha, I think that what we have will engage them, and hopefully they will ask questions. And really, it's a mystery, this play.
It's interesting. It's a complete opposite. I mean, it's very engaging. It's very engaging because you are in the presence of something amazing, something very real happening. So, and something very open emotional, you know, exchange, and it's very tense play. It has a lot of turns and curves, and you know, so it's very, it really has this inner tension that keeps you occupied and interested. But it's complete opposite to whodunit play, because it really doesn't matter. You know,
right.
Eventually, it doesn't matter whether there are two people trapped in the house or two actors trapped in the theater, because mostly it's two souls trapped in their reality as they see it and basically, you know, locked in it. So it is, whether it's a house that is the prison and they're imagining that it is the theater, whereas the words are saying this is the prison, and it is, where it's their minds that are prisons.
I'm Joe Conkright, and we have Natasha Williams, director of the two-person play by Tennessee Williams, no relation, opening November 3rd and running through November 13th at Natasha's. Natasha, this was a very personal play for Tennessee Williams.
It's autobiographical for Tennessee Williams because it reflects his own paranoia, his own power of imagination in which you go and get lost and question your sanity, and his relationship with his favorite sister, Rose.
A brother and sister story, but it's also a story of mental illness. His own sister, Tennessee Williams' sister, suffered from schizophrenia, and so some of that bleeds into the script, bleeds into the storyline, and it's also inspired by somebody with a little bit of a Lexington connection who also had his own sister, I understand, Henry Faulkner.
Yes, it's very much looked into the friendship of Henry Faulkner and Tennessee Williams, because considering that Tennessee Williams came to Lexington more than once, and Henry was the reason he came to Lexington. It's interesting. You always, like in any kind of work, in any kind of play, in any kind of, especially this play, because it's so open for interpretation, you have to find an angle. You have to find some starting point. So looking at Henry's paintings, knowing that we secured the owners of the copyright for reproduction of Henry's paintings, gave us the right to reproduce whatever painting we want for a poster. We started looking for a poster that we can use for the play. And we started seeing colors and ideas and posters and images. Like, an important character in the play is the house that does not exist on stage. But for us, and you would find it on the part of the poster, is the house, and that house comes from Henry. So that house with the sunflowers in front of it has become to us the image for the house we're talking about. There is another painting that when we looked at it, we said, oh, this is perfect. This is a set for the stage, for the play. But we cannot really build it this way, but it was an inspiration and elevations and door frames that would appear on stage really come from that particular painting, the colors that we're using, green and purple. Henry gave it a lot of color that we're using and kind of made it ours more because of the Kentucky connection and because Henry would have been 90.
So this is a very unique production, tying it in to a personal friend of Tennessee Williams, using one of Henry Faulkner's paintings for the poster. Is that right?
Yes, we'll be using some of his imagery to light the stage. We will also have an exhibit representing Henry's work. We will display originals, some of the originals, only on opening night. But other nights we will have high quality, really, prints that are made by John Stephen Hawking Smith, who is the master printer and who is the only one who actually does have copyrights to reproduce those paintings, and that are, they're so good, they're very representative of his work. But we will have the whole collection of prints. Some of them will be available for sale to the audience.
This sounds like a really unique theater event with the visual aid of having Henry's actual prints there available and then also having this production. How do people get tickets?
People can make their reservations by calling 888-927-4850 or visiting our website at balagula.com.
This is the first time we are making tickets available for sale in advance, so they can be purchased using those links and phone numbers in advance, and we're encouraging people to do so because, the seating is limited.
It is.
Hopefully we will start selling.
The production is the two-character play, Balagula Theater, opening on November 3rd at Natasha's Bistro and Bar in Lexington, downtown Lexington, over there on Esplanade. Let's hear a monologue from the two-character play. Ryan Case, who plays Felice, has something for us. Natasha, this monologue references the house that we were talking about, and it illustrates the way that you've used Henry Faulkner's imagery in the play, specifically one of his paintings.
Sunflower Season, the painting that we're talking about, is actually the painting that we're visualizing, and that this is the image that is on stage, you know, when Ryan is talking about the house.
The audience is supposed to imagine that the front of the house where I'm standing now is shielded by sunflowers too, but that was impractical as it would cut off the view. I stand here. Move not a step further. It's impossible without her. No, I can't leave her alone. I feel so exposed, so cold. And behind me, I feel the house. It seems to be breathing a faint, warm breath on my back. I feel it the way you feel a loved person standing close behind you. Yes, I'm already defeated. The house is so old, so cold, so faded. Yes, it seems to be breathing. It seems to be whispering to me. You can't go away. Give up. Come in and stay. Such a gentle command. What do I do? Naturally, I obey.
Are there a lot of monologues in the play?
There are moments. It's all throughout. Rachel and I have a time.
That is incredibly hard.
This is just a moment.
I know. That's what I'm saying. To have so many different monologues like that, that's incredibly difficult. And you only have one other person to interact with.
Yeah.
I applaud you for being able to do that. That's very difficult. I understand exactly how hard that is.
Yeah. It took Tennessee Williams 10 years to write this. So he had something very deep he needed to express. And for an actor, he doesn't take it easy in this one. It rips you. It rips your heart apart, and it's so deep and so rich that it's an extraordinary challenge and one I'm lucky enough to be a part of.
Ryan Case and Natasha Williams from Balagula Theater. Their latest production is the two-character play by Tennessee Williams. Natasha, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about this play?
What he said about it is the most interesting.
What Tennessee Williams said?
Yeah.
What did he say?
After he got bad reviews at the beginning, he said, "I think it is my most beautiful play since Streetcar. It is Cri de Coeur. It's a very personal play. They don't understand it. They will one day." So hopefully for Lexington, starting on 3rd of November, will be the day.
Thank you very much for coming in, Natasha, Ryan.
Thank you.
We'll have you back again. We'll see you down there at Natasha's. What's the ticket information again, Ryan?
The two-character play by Tennessee Williams, directed by Natasha Williams, runs November 3rd through 6th, 10th through the 13th. Curtain is at 8, but we would like to invite everyone to have dinner beforehand. Dinner seating is 6 o'clock to 7:15. Ticket prices are $20 for adults, $15 for students, and they can make their reservations by calling 888-927-4850 or online at balagula.com.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.